As I left my room in search of breakfast, I noticed a soft snoring sound coming from your bedroom. Quickly forgetting about the plan, I again began remembering the other day. The pool, the clothing mishap, what you'd seen, followed by whatever that strange night was. 2 days ago, I would have paid my brother's snoring no mind. But 2 days ago, me hadn't known about your penchant for coming with your little sister on your mind. Or her panties in your face. But I guess the kitty's out of the bag now. So, as lightly as humanly possible, I twisted your door handle and pushed, allowing myself in before gently shutting the door behind me. And as I suspected, he kept on sleeping despite any sound I might have made. Your face was as soft as it ever was, muscles relaxed and peaceful. I sat on the end of your bed, watching your chest rise and fall. I was more confused than ever as I let myself think about these feelings. I love you. Of course I do. We're family. But there was more there now, and my obvious hunger for it, for you, was palpable. As my gaze moved lower down your body, I felt the heat rush through me. You were kinda hard, big bro. Judging by the lump in your boxers, you were probably dreaming about me. So I reached out, running my fingers softly over your bulge, and then again with more pressure. The resulting twitch it gave made me jump. I could feel my cunt flood with heat. I wanted my brother's cock. I needed it. Fuck, it was so wrong. The guilt swelled in my chest as I straddled you. I took your cock out so it rested against your belly, and then I lowered my needy little slit onto it. I had to. My pussy was bare and soaking wet already. I'm pressing my hips down, rocking gently against you. I slid over your cock, feeling the tip bump deliciously against my clit. I had completely lost myself, hips grinding against your growing hardness. I was just beginning to wonder if you would ever wake up when I looked down into your face and found your familiar, beautiful eyes staring directly up at me. I pushed against your cock again. There was no way you'd throw me off. You've wanted me forever. And now here I was, rubbing my drooling little pussy all over your stomach, dick, and chest, panting and thinking about you finally grabbing my hips, taking control and fucking into me deep and hard, the way I know only you can, and the way I deserved.